City Council will convene at 6:30 p.m. Clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi.
Here.
Mr. DeLuise. Mr. Foley. Mr. Gephardt.
Here.
Mr. Kirby.
Here.
Mr. Lattiser. Mr. Muto.
Here.
Mr. Napa. Mr. Ricks. Seven present.
Councilman Muto can please lead us in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
All right, first things first, general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. First, the obvious one, the recent shooting at Brown University, not to mention all the other shootings that somehow managed to happen on the same day. So if we could please have a moment of silence for that. Does anyone else have anything for congratulations, condolences, or community events? Seeing none, we can move on to executive communications. There are none. Next is acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on December 1st, 2025. Is there any objection to accepting the minutes as is? Seeing none, so held. Next is public comment. Rule 41, after general communications and prior to the consent calendar at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick City Government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak. Provided, however, that if there are more than six citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly among speakers. Time shall not be transferable among speakers. The topics for comments shall be issues directly affecting city government. City Council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of the earlier of all speakers concluding their allotted time or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires a unanimous vote of the council. So, we have eight signed up. Does anyone have any objection to giving each person signed up 4 minutes? It brings us to roughly 32 total minutes rather than 30. Is that all right? All right, seeing no objection. First things first, and I will apologize in advance for any and all failures of pronunciation, which will undoubtedly happen. I want to say Maya Suavis. I'm sorry. I have no idea. Just when you get up to the mic, just state your name better than I did.
Hello, Council. My name is Maya Cuevas. I'm here to address an issue with you guys, and as many of you know, that there is a homeless crisis going on in Rhode Island. There is a larger growing population in the city of Warwick. I and my husband are one of those people. We currently live in our car, and before that, you open any judgment. No, we are not substance abusers. We actually have income. It's just not enough. Over the course of time of being homeless, I have interacted with people at the Walmart parking lot at Oakland Beach. There are many of your residents of Warwick living in their vehicles. There's more RVs pulling into Walmart parking lot for people to have a home. It is currently 10 degrees on any given night in this winter weather. My husband and I, we wake up every morning to ice on the inside of our windshields because our breath is what's keeping us warm, and that condensation is freezing on the inside of our vehicles. The Warwick City Council, I believe Public Works, has removed the porta potties because it is the winter time. A lot of homeless people rely on those porta potties during the evenings when there's not many public restrooms open. That's just one of the issues. I think that this issue should be brought to the City Council because we are your people and we want to see that you care for your people. There are many people that aren't substance users that do have income supporting children in their vehicles. We just want to see that you guys care. I've reached out to Amy Santiago and Megan Smith. Amy Santiago is the leader of the Better Help Project in Providence. They provide tents to people and in need. Their funding has slowly dwindled. Megan Smith, she actually is the leader of the storage unit living in Providence. And when I brought her my concerns, she said to bring this to the council and offered me a possible solution. Now, I know that it takes a lot of numbers for you guys to figure solutions out for the city of Warwick, but life is not a dollar sign for people. These are your people. What can happen, I believe, is that we should open an emergency warming center in Warwick just for residents that are homeless at this time, just for people to charge their phones, get warm for the night, know that they're safe. There's been many times where police have vacated the homeless residents, which actually goes against the Homeless Bill of Rights in Rhode Island law. I believe it's 31-27. We are just struggling. This economy is hard, as all of you know. The economy has been dwindling for quite some time. I've been a resident of Warwick for the greater part of 30 years. And in the beginning, it felt like I was part of something. We had a great economy, a great community that worked together. And now all of these families are just struggling and don't know where to go. There's a lot of full shelters in Providence, but I don't think that we should send our people to other cities. We should do something here. And that's my public comment for the night.
Thank you. Next is, again, I apologize, Christopher Felice, maybe?
Good evening, Council. My name is Christopher Valliere. I've been a resident of Warwick for 36 of my 41 years on planet Earth, including time in the Air Force when I stayed in resident of Warwick just out of pure pride instead of changing it to other states. I represent a group of what we would call the regular parents of the Warwick Figure Skating Club. We'd like to thank you all for your rapid response in the funding of the new cooling tower for the back rink. I know some other parents are going to talk about some other issues tonight regarding that, but as a resident of Warwick, also I'd like to say that it's been a personal point of pride playing on the fields of Mickey Stevens, swimming in the pool, being on the rink throughout our entire life. Both my daughters are members of the Warwick Figure Skaters Club. One is on the synchro team, and the other day my daughter came to me and said, "Dad, the bathroom doors won't close. It's really creepy in there." It's an unfortunate state of affairs in the rink. I understand that there are fiscal constraints with operating any major facility, let alone a facility as huge as Mickey Stevens is. But I remember back when we were kids, that was a point of pride and a center point of sports in the community, not just for the city of Warwick, but for the state of Rhode Island. My grandfather's name adorns the main field at Mickey Stevens, and I'm embarrassed to show my kids that field because it's in such a bad state right now. I understand it is expensive and it is a lot of money, but I would ask the council to help to work with us to make not just the rink, but all of those facilities better in the future. Thank you.
Next, we have Carla Neville.
Good evening. My name is Carla Neville. This is my daughter, Nora. My husband and I have been proud residents of Warwick for 15 years. I'm here tonight to share how positive and meaningful my 10-year-old daughter's experience has been with Warwick figure skaters. Nora started skating in Warwick when she was 3. From the moment she joined, we found more than just a skating program. We found a true sense of community. When Nora was little, we stumbled upon a synchro practice after one of her skating lessons, and she said, "Mommy, I want to do that." She joined Warwick Synchro 3 years ago and will be a longtime member for sure. Just this past Saturday, her team skated at the New England Synchro Classic at the Skating Club of Boston and earned first place, a testament to the program's strength. The Warwick Synchro program itself is demanding in the best possible way. Through structured practices and high expectations, Nora's learning discipline, time management, and perseverance. The coaching staff is incredible. They're knowledgeable, committed, and genuinely invested in each skater's development as an athlete and as a person. Their guidance has pushed Nora to improve while still making skating something she loves to do. Being part of a synchronized skating team has also taught her what it truly means to be part of a team. Accountability, trust, and working towards shared goals. Nora is in fifth grade. She attends Cedar Hill in the Warwick Public School Department. She is especially excited to attend Winman Middle School, unlike some of her classmates who may be a little nervous or anxious. But next year, she will know some synchro friends that will actually be there with her. Warwick Figure Skaters has given her skills, friendships, and experiences that will stay with her forever. And thanks to Warwick Figure Skaters, I have a confident, well-adjusted daughter who has figured out exactly how she likes to spend her time, which some of us grown adults could try and figure out on our own as well. It's important to our family that Warwick Figure Skater has reliable and available ice, which is, you'll hear some other folks speaking to tonight. So thank you for your time, and there's more to come.
Next is Kristen Pecora or Decora, I'm not sure.
Mr. President, City Council, members of the public, good evening. I'm Kristen Pecora. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight about the ongoing challenges at the Thayer and Warburton ice rinks. For more than 20 years, my husband and I have both served our country as active duty members of the military. During that time, we've been stationed across the country. For the first time, we found a group that has really provided us a sense of community, Warwick Figure Skaters. But more importantly, Warwick Figure Skaters has provided our 9-year-old son with much needed stability while we've both deployed across the globe over the past 5 years. Earlier this fall, when I was away on a 2-month deployment, I learned that the Warburton rink would be closed due to a cooling tower failure. Now that I've returned home, I've seen firsthand how disruptive this closure has been to all of the families. Personally, my husband and I are shuttling our son across the state, finding any available ice time so he can continue and develop and grow in the activity he's passionate about. He already gives up so much with our deployment schedule. It's how we can give back and support him. Now, as the commanding officer of my own nearly 40-year-old ship, I completely empathize with the budget struggles of any government organization, especially when it comes to the maintenance and repair of aging equipment. If one of my engines fails, it's a scramble to fix it so we can head out on our next mission. So believe me when I say that I greatly appreciate the efforts that have gone into replacing the cooling tower as fast as possible to bring the Warburton Rink back online. However, this failure isn't an isolated incident, and the facilities at both rinks are in need of an overhaul. Other systems and structures at the facilities are nearing the end of their service life. While I understand my organization's plans to maintain and eventually replace my ship, I cannot say I understand the same about Warwick's plans for the future of the Mickey Stevens Sports Complex. As such, I would ask the council to look beyond the immediate cost of this current repair, which I know is pricey. Please identify how to best support these facilities toward the future. The current posture of responding to emergent casualties is not cost efficient, nor does it effectively meet the community's needs. I would ask you to recognize these aren't just recreational athletics facilities. They are locations that help our student athletes learn teamwork, confidence, and perseverance, leadership attributes that will help them succeed both on and off the ice. Please consider the growth and development of these future leaders as you determine a sustainable path forward for the entire complex. Thank you so much for your time and consideration.
I'm not sure where to begin on this one. Yeah, just, if you could just state your name when you get up rather than me butchering it, I'd appreciate it.
You're not the first to butcher my name and you won't be the last. So, hi, I'm Pierre Pecora. To the council, thank you for having us tonight. So I represent the Warwick Figure Skaters as a member of the board of directors. You should be proud of the Thayer and Warburton rinks. We are the only two rink club or facility in the state. That should be a mark of pride. Right now it's not. Each year, millions of dollars are brought in to the city through those rinks. I can tell you our club alone brings in at least, by our math, at least $3 million of revenue into city businesses each year, just based off of the amount of sushi and pizza we buy at Dave's after skating and the amount of time we have to fill our gas tanks before we go home. We understand that these are difficult facilities to maintain. We know because our club has been at the rink since 1970, all right? We have between the different club sports that operate out of there over 1,000 families are members of clubs that are associated with the rink. We know that the aging infrastructure needs to be addressed, and we are really appreciative of the leadership of the mayor and of the council to provide the resources to fix the casualties as they've come up. But the reality is we could have fixed them 2 years ago. It would have cost less because we could have gotten the parts on hand. We could have set up a more fiscally efficient contract to do the install. And we would have not had the thing that is very damaging to our programs, which is the loss of ice. This comes after the fact that we had unplanned maintenance to the Thayer rink, which the city had already sold the ice to us and had to reimburse us the cost because we had no notice. Not only is that lost money to the city, but it does not give us the ability to go do what we have to normally do and find ice in the state, which is very challenging because, as I said, this is the only two rink facility in the state of Rhode Island. So I would like you to think about what the Mickey Stevens complex could be, which is a revenue generating facility for the state. If you can look at what the Mickey Stevens complex could be, it could hold tournaments 4 seasons out of the year, hockey, figure skating, synchro. I would note that we supported the national synchro championship in the year 2000. We were not able to hold it in Warwick because there was no facility to support it, right? So that speaks to the amount of revenue we could be bringing into the city if we had a proper facility that we could take advantage of, because we are some of the most prosperous and successful programs in the state for these sports, especially coming up to a Winter Olympics year. It's a great opportunity for our clubs to grow. but right now we can't even get ICE access to put on the classes. So for everyone to know, we had to cancel our weekend Learn to Skate programs in October because we could not secure ICE. We're uncertain right now, and it's hard to advertise for our January ones because we don't know when we're going to get the rinks back, right? We lose those skaters. We lose the pipeline for our club, right, forever. So our—
You have 1 minute, sir.
Thank you. Our current ask in the short term right now is we're very excited about the new outdoor rink. We were there to support the opening. We would like the weekend public skate to be shifted completely to the outdoor rink so that we can have the Sunday afternoon block so that we can put on a Learn to Skate program, which will generate money for the city, which is right now a revenue loss because you're running a public skate that no one's showing up to. You're diverting public skate away from the new rink, which you need to support. And our ask would be that we can work together, the tenants, the clubs with the city, to identify alternate funding resources at the state and federal level to be able to do what we were just able to do with the City Hall Plaza rink, which is invest in ICE that will bring money from the rest of the state into Warwick. Thank you.
Next is Tom Dillon.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tom Dillon. I am the vice president of the Warwick Figure Skating Board. I wanted to read the statement that has been passed out, I believe, to many of you that represents our position from the board. So for more than six decades, Warwick figure skaters and partnering programs have built the Thayer and Warwick-Borton arenas into safe, healthy, and constructive facilities for more than 1,000 children annually. As an organization committed to growth of figure skating and other ice sports in our community, we must address the critical challenges facing these aging and unreliable arenas, facilities essential to both our mission and our broader community. Number one, our aging infrastructure and ice availability. The Warburton and Thayer arenas, now 45 and 55 years old respectively, are suffering from aging infrastructure. Frequent refrigeration system failures have led to reoccurring distribution disruptions in the ice availability, jeopardizing our ability to deliver reliable programming, undermining the development of our athletes, and endangering the health of our program to continue. The declining maintenance budget. In recent budget cycles, the maintenance funding of these arenas have increasingly reduced, resulting in significant decline in the condition of the facilities and persistent downtime. From deteriorating locker rooms to inaccurate rink upkeep, the lack of investment have left the arenas unable to consistently meet the needs of the community. Need for a dedicated facility manager. To improve the operations of these critical facilities, we strongly advocate for the appointment of a dedicated facility manager. This individual would serve as a central point of coordination between the city's departments and the rink tenants, ensuring that the arenas are managed effectively and efficiently. Last, need for investment of the future of Warwick Ice Sports. Future improvements to Thayer and Warburton arenas should prioritize upgrading ice-related infrastructure. These enhancements will not only improve the reliability of the facilities, but also reduce long-term operational costs. The year-round demand for ice justifies it. I, on a personal note, I have three kids. I live in Warwick, and I have three kids who ice skate, two that are figure skaters, one that's a hockey, on the Warwick hockey. It has been a little bit disruptive the past couple of years. I do appreciate the city and the council quickly trying to adjust and get the ice rink up and getting the money for the new tower. But in the prime of their season, they've gone from a lot of ice to a little. I know from the Warwick figure skaters, we've went from probably about 30 hours of ice down to, I think, about 3 hours of ice a week.
You have 1 minute, sir.
This has greatly hurt the programs. They need, unlike other sports, we can't just find another field. We need the ice in order to be able to figure skate or to play hockey. There's not many other places, as Piero mentioned, that have two rinks. So for us, This last minute change was very hard for us to adjust. We have skaters that are skating at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night in other rinks. Anything you guys can do to help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Next is Rob Cody. All right, we'll come back to him. Next is Richard Langseth.
Hello, Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. I want to bring you folks up to date on the Buttonwood Beach Association right-of-way to the shore. I understand that you had quite a discussion the last time about the improvements to the water line going between Buttonwoods and Oakland Beach. And as I said before, it's going to be at least $2 million. And now I understand that the city is going to go to the infrastructure bank to get financing for this. You must be aware that the infrastructure bank supports public facilities, not private facilities. And another thing came up lately. The Coastal Resources Management Council has found that the Buttonwood Beach Association dedicated the roads in Buttonwoods to the public. And they also reported that Mark McKenney, currently Senator McKenney, told the Superior Court in an affidavit that there's been continuous public use of the streets of Buttonwoods for all his memory, and his memory goes back to the 1960s. There's going to be a meeting coming up of the CRMC in January where the Buttonwood Beach Association is going to attack that report. But I can assure you that when the Buttonwood Beach Association already told the Superior Court that the roads have been continuously used by the public for generations, it's not going to fly. The problem that we're going to have is when you go to the infrastructure bank to get financing for this facility, it must be on public property. And anything you do to go in a different direction is just going to end up in chaos and mayhem. It's not that I want to attack the city of Warwick, but the city of Warwick has to recognize finally that these are public roads. They've been public roads since 1872. They've been public roads since 1768 by Parliament. They've been public roads since 1870 by the Beers Atlas. They've been public roads since 1904 by the State Highway Commission, who has found these streets to be public roads. Where do we get the idea that these are private roads? There is nothing in the record that shows these are private roads. Zilch, nothing. And yet we're living this fantasy of these being private roads. It makes absolutely no sense. Why would the city spend $2 million on a private road? Going beyond that, when the sewers were put in, the city spent $5 million on
these. You have 1 minute, Mr. Langseth.
$5 million uncompensated for the sewers. Okay, so now we have $5 million plus at least $2 million. It's probably going to be more. We're spending $8 million on a private facility that only 150 or 100 families live in. Does that make any sense at all? There are 30,000 families in Warwick, and 150 of these families are holding this beautiful place hostage, and the city council won't recognize that it's public. This makes absolutely no sense at all. And I really urge you to look at what's going on with the CRMC. Perhaps go to the meeting. See for yourself. This is going to be an enormous problem moving forward when that water line breaks or is otherwise capped off. I just don't know how to deal with this. And I would appreciate your help if possible.
Time's up, Mr. Langseth.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, just circling back. Is Rob Cody here? All right. So then that concludes public comment. First up, we have the consent calendar, PCR 140-25, resolution relative to bids. This is finance. Councilman Foley.
Good evening. I need a little assistance. We did pull one. Do we deal with that first?
There was one item pulled from the consent calendar. It was bid 2024-349, which is now PCR 141-25, and we'll deal with that after the consent calendar.
Thank you. So PCR 140-25, resolution relative to bids, recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice, or geez, Councilman Foley, it's automatic.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All right, motion made and seconded. Any further questions that weren't already had in committee?
I just want to make a comment on the record. I was notified not at 2 o'clock this afternoon that I'd be chair, but at 11 o'clock this morning. Councilman Lattice was very diligent in letting me know as soon as he realized I misspoke. Thank you.
That sounds like a ringing endorsement for the consent calendar. So seeing no further questions or comments, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
7 yes, motion passes.
All right, and then next, it's the item that was pulled, bid 2024-349. It's now PCR 141-25. My understanding is that the recommendation is to hold till January 5th.
Correct.
All right. Does anyone object to PCR 141-25 being held to January 5th? Seeing no objection, so held. Next, we have unfinished business, PCO 20-25 sub A, an ordinance combining the Housing Board of Review and the Building Code of Appeals. This is second passage ordinance. So, Councilman Neville. My understanding is that the recommendation is favorable action.
Committee recommended favorable action on second passage.
So for action, Councilman Napa.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
7 yes, second passage.
Next is PCO 28-25, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Anthony Albanese / Bridge Group LLC, applicants 9 Post Road, Assessor's Plat 291, lots 31 and 32. This is second passage, public properties, which, if I'm not mistaken, that was chaired by Councilman DeLuise. So, Councilman DeLuise, my understanding is the recommendation was for favorable action.
Yes, recommend favorable action.
So, for action, Councilman DeLuise. So Councilman DeLuise moves for favorable action. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
7 yes, second passage.
All right, next is PCO 6-25, an ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Avenue. This ordinance, so Councilman Napa?
So this is up for first passage, and the committee recommended to withdraw.
All right. So, Councilman Napa, for action?
Motion to withdraw this from the calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further question or comment? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
7 to withdraw.
So next is PCR 93-25, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 2025-2026 term. This is intergovernmental, so Councilman Gephardt?
Committee recommend hold to 5.
All right, is there any objection to holding till January 5?
Which one are we on, 6?
Seeing none, so held. Next is new business, PCO 29-25, an ordinance amending the Section 20-291 to update the rescue service fee schedule. This would be first passage. This is an ordinance, so Councilman Napa.
On first passage, the committee recommended favorable action.
For favorable action, Councilman Napa.
Motion to move favorable on first passage.
Second.
All right, motion made and seconded. And as a reminder, Councilman Lattiser asked to be added as a co-sponsor to this. Seeing no further questions or comments, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Seven yes, motion passes.
Next is PCO 31-25, an ordinance to prohibit certain types of parking on Caddy Avenue, Lippitt Avenue, and Mill Cove Road. This will be first passage ordinance. So, Councilman Napa?
This was on first passage. Committee also recommended favorable action on this item.
So, for action, Councilman Napa?
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded by Councilman Gephardt. And hold on one moment.
Yep, I'm like all
All right, so is there any further questions or comments on PCO 31-25? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Hang on a second. Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Seven yes, motion passes.
All right, and then the clerk correctly caught that I skipped one. PCO 30-25, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Alexander and Courtney Bucci, applicants 85 Tollgate Road, Assessor's Plat 246, line 191. This is under unfinished business, by the way. So this is second passage, public properties. So that was Councilman DeLuise. My understanding is that the recommendation was for favorable action.
Yes, recommend favorable action.
So for action, Councilman DeLuise?
Yes, recommend favorable action.
All right, so Councilman DeLuise moves favorable action, seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Is there any further questions or comments? All right, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Seven yes, and passage.
All right, back to new business. PCO 32-25, an ordinance amending section 64-5 relative to the compensation of other officials. This is ordinance, so Councilman Napa?
This was recommended favorable action by committee.
So for action, Councilman Napa?
Motion to move favorable action on first passage.
Seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Any questions or comments on this item? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Seven yes, motion passes.
Next is PCR 139-25, a resolution in regards to installing and removing stop signs at the intersection of Riverview Avenue and Wentworth Avenue. This is public safety, so Councilman Muto?
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Muto?
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Seven yes, motion passes.
Next is PCR 115-25, resolution relative to the omnibus withdrawal of docketed items undrafted, no longer relevant, necessary, or ready for action by current sponsors. This is intergovernmental, so Councilman Gephardt.
Yes, Mr. President, the committee recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Are there any further questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Seven yes, motion passes.
All right. Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? All right. Seeing none, does anyone wish to move us to the docket session?
Since there is no more business in front of this honorable body, I move to a docketing session.
Any second? Second it. Any objection to moving to the docket session? Then so moved. Ward 1.
Pass.
Ward 2 passes. Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5 passes. Ward 6?
Nope. Actually, Ward 5, I'm going to dock it.
You dock it on behalf of Councilman Lattiser?
On behalf of Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Lattiser would like to introduce...
You're good. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. An ordinance establishing standards and consequences related to dishonorable service for all employees of the City of Warwick.
So ordinance, anything else for Councilman Lattiser?
Unbelievable.
No, not for Cal.
Anything for you, Ward 6?
Of course. All right. So Ward 6, I'd like to introduce a docket for a resolution creating a special legislative commission to study the modernization, sustainability, and economic potential of the city's athletic and recreational infrastructure.
Is it a resolution?
Committee.
Intergovernmental? Anything else? Oh, sorry. Up to Councilman Muto.
All right.
Come on.
Do you have anything else?
No, but I have something for Ward 6 and 7. So Councilman Kirby and myself would like to introduce an ordinance in regards to parks and recreational facilities, specifically to the dog parks within our city.
So what's the title for the sake of the solicitor?
Dog parks, recreational facilities.
Ordinance.
Okay. You're all set?
Anything for Ward 7? Ward 9? Is that a pass or a one thing? All right. Then for 8, we have omnibus resolution regarding traffic studies. Omnibus resolution regarding congratulatory and condolences. And a resolution in regards to Christopher Motors' claim. And that's all. So we adjourn at 7:13 p.m.